When we observe the behavior of political leaders and leaders of big corporations and large companies, we can be struck by how strongly they seem driven by greed, hatred, and ignorance. We can feel despair at this. Does it really have to be this way? Listen to the following fable. Once, the Buddha was reborn as a bodhisattva in the form of a golden deer and the leader of a herd. The king of that land was fond of venison, and the people of his land had to go to great length to shoot a deer every day. So they built a fence and herded the herd of the golden deer into it. Now, delivering a deer to the king was easier. The king agreed and came by and saw the golden deer and decreed that this deer king was not to be shot. Unfortunately, many deer were injured when they fled when the hunter came to shoot a deer. The deer then agreed among themselves to let fate decide which deer would sacrifice itself for the herd. That deer would walk to the chopping block and lay its head on it. One day, the lot fell on a pregnant doe. The doe went to the golden deer and said, "The lot has fallen on me, but I'm pregnant, and so too would I." The golden deer was moved with compassion and accepted her fate. The next day, the hunter saw the golden deer kneeling before the chopping block. He rushed to the king to tell him that a deer that was not to be killed had offered itself to be killed. The king rushed to the deer park with a large retinue and said, "My friend, king of deer, didn't I spare your life? How is it that you kneel here?" The golden stag replied, "Sir, a doe heavy with pregnancy begged me to let her fate fall on another. I here give up my life and take her misfortune upon myself. Do not think there's anything behind it, your majesty." "My lord, the golden stag king," said the king, "never, even among men, have I seen anyone with such overwhelming love and compassion as yours. Therefore, I'm pleased with you. Rise. I spare both your life and hers." "Although two are spared, what will become of the rest, king of men?" "I spare their lives too, my lord." "Sire, only the animals in your deer park will be granted immunity. What will the others do?" "I spare their lives too, my lord." "Sire, the deer will be safe then, but what will the other four-legged creatures do?" "I will spare their lives too, my lord." "Sire, the four-legged creatures are so safe, but what will the birds do?" "They too will be spared, my lord." "Sire, the birds are so safe, but what will happen to the fish?" "I will spare their lives too, my lord." After pleading with the king in this way for the fate of all living creatures, the deer king stood up and said, "Walk the path of justice, great king, toward parents, children, city dwellers, and people of the countryside, so that when your earthly body decays, you can enter heavenly peace." After a few days, the deer king returned to the forest with his herd. Now, let us not only hope that leaders of large companions and in politics will walk this path of compassion and justice. It is also an invitation to each of us. How do we express this compassion, this justice in our daily lives?